the diviner insisted.
I spared your life on condition of your acceptance into my school. And now that you are here, the rules apply, dear little Rukia, and without exception.
I wasn't leaving,
Catti Bree replied. Oh, but you were. Do not take me for a fool, I warn. I heard your thoughts as easily as I watched you walk from your room. Did Avalyr know, then, of Catti Bree, and not just of Rukia? Did she know of Catti Bree's devotion to Mieliki? Had everything Catti Bree feigned when captured just unraveled?
Then you know I meant to return,
Catti Bree said, more forcefully and evenly now as she found her determination, her courage, and her grounding. If Avalyr knew everything about the girl's secret thoughts, she wouldn't be confronting Catti Bree on the wall of the coven at this time, with so much at stake.
You are not allowed to leave at all,
Lady Avalyr replied. Catti Bree turned to face her directly.
I want to see my ma, she said. Your mother is fine, and of no concern to you.
There was little severity in Avalyr's tone, but Catti Bree knew enough to make it seem so, and thus she began to weep and wail.
I want my ma, repeatedly.
Lady Avalyr moved right beside her, and to Catti Bree's surprise, embraced her and hugged her close. A moment later, the diviner dropped into a crouch and looked Catti Bree directly in the eye, brushing her reddish-brown hair back tenderly.
I know the secret of Niraj and Kavita, she said quietly. They are outlaws, upon my word, and the 12 princes of Shade Enclave will not deal with them mercifully, should they ever learn the truth.
Catti Bree cried all the louder and fell into Lady Avalyr's embrace, whispering still,
I want to see my ma.
After a long while, Lady Avalyr pushed the young girl back to arm's length.
You meant to become a bird and fly to the Dasai, she stated. Just for a bit,
a sniffling Catti Bree assured her.
I meant to be back before dawn. Why should I believe you? You wish to escape. No, lady, never,
Catti Bree insisted, with all the diplomacy she could muster. It helped that she was speaking truthfully.
Then leave this place in the morning forevermore,
Lady Avalyr said suddenly, spinning away.
Be gone from me, never to return. No, lady, please, no,
Catti Bree pleaded.
Then I won't go at all. I want to see my ma, but not to leave this place, never to leave this place. I learned so much here. Rial is my sister now.
She kept her voice on the edge of panic, playing the part of a little girl, and Lady Avalyr's smile back at her in response to those words showed to be a look of sympathy and not distrust.
I am going back to bed now, she said after a bit. I expect you awake and alert in the morning.
She spun on her heel and started away. Catti Bree caught the implicit permission that she could go. But just as she started to begin her spell anew, she realized that the child, Rukia, would likely miss that subtlety.
I may go then, lady?
She asked, all filled with hope and bubbling gratitude.
Child, I will see you in the morning, came the answer.
But then Lady Avalyr stopped suddenly and spun around, looking fierce once more.
And if not, then know that your parents will suffer the consequences of their crimes.
With that, she was gone. Catti Bree stood on the wall for a long while, trying to make sense of the encounter. Avalyr was letting her fly away, but to what end? Did she expect a more devoted student because she would allow this transgression? Or was it perhaps the simple truth that this accomplished Netherese woman was not a merciless beast? The latter, Catti Bree decided.
even when a flash of terror crossed her mind in the fleeting thought that Avalier was teasing her. She became a bird and flew away, and found soon after that her fears were unfounded, that Niraj and Kavita were safe in their tents, though certainly not fine, as Avalier had insisted. Nay, they were distraught, mourning the loss of their beloved daughter. How abruptly that changed when Rukia appeared before them, changed in the flash of smiles, in the warmth of hugs, and in her assurances that all was well and all would remain well. The next morning, Catti Bree was hard at work on her studies when Lady Avalier came to her again and pulled her aside. "You have expectations to fulfill," she explained to the child. "Goals to meet, and I will hear no excuses when you fail me. You may go and visit your parents once a 10 day, but only on condition that you do not disappoint me." Catti Bree couldn't contain her smile, and it truly surprised her yet again at how much she wanted to play her childhood games with Niraj, and how badly she wanted Kavita to brush her thick hair and tell her tales of the Bedin, of her ancestors who were not even really her ancestors. Somehow, that particular truth of her heritage didn't seem to matter. She promised Lady Avalier that she would be the best student the Diviner had ever known, and she meant it sincerely, for all the reasons she had returned to Faerun, and also out of sincere gratitude for this extraordinary gesture. She would meet and exceed every expectation put before her. The Year of the Dark Circle, 1478 DR, Shade Enclave. The small flicker of flame flew out from the young woman's hand into the midst of her orc enemies and there exploded into a fireball, immolating the group. Her blue eyes squinting against the glare, the sorceress mentally reached into that fire and brought forth a sprite of flame, a living ally fashioned of a fiery element. The sorceress only focused on it for a moment, binding the flames, creating the sprite, and then she turned aside. But the sprite knew what to do and leaped and skipped across the rooftop, leaving a line of wisps of smoke and sparkles before springing into the chest of the next nearest orc. The sorceress turned left and swept her arms down and across from left to right, and as if she had thrown forth flaming liquid, a line of fire rushed along the edge of the roof, sealing that flank with a wall of hot burning flames. She